should accommodate those that say they can't hear, sir.
Okay.
Microphone.
Please, grab a seat closer to me. If we have to fight about microphones, I'm not gonna get very far in this discussion.
Mr. President, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that all the speakers use the microphone this evening.
Okay, I'm not going to speak if I have to use the microphone, so if you want me to leave right now, I will. I thought you wanted to hear from me and what I have to say.
No, read my motion.
If you don't want to hear that, then I have to leave.
My motion didn't ask you to speak.
I'm sorry?
My motion did not ask you to speak.
Do y'all wanna hear me or not?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, so, overrule.
Jim, I've got hearing aids in, I can hear them fine.
Thank you.
Speak.
I've been asked to appear here to explain why I have not signed on to the Clark County's press release to decline to prosecute a statute across the board when it becomes enacted on July 1st. Does everyone agree that that's the reason why I'm here?
No.
Who invited you here? We don't know who invited you.
I'm a member, sir.
Whatever you just said, you claimed someone invited you.
Eric Adler, your chairman.
There you go, thank you.
You're welcome, and this is not a dialogue. You will listen to me, you will be respectful to me, you will not interrupt me, you will let me have my floor.
That's not what my motion said.
What I'm talking about is decorum, sir. I need to say something at your all's request, and I'm not going to fight with members of the audience while I do so.
Mr. Chairman, is this part of my motion or what?
I'm giving you 5 more seconds and I'm walking out of here. If you wanna shut up, then shut up.
Goodbye.
If you wanna hear from me, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Yes.
Can we all give him an opportunity to speak?
Thank you.
I apologize, but everybody has an opportunity. That's part of our democracy, is to give everybody a moment to say what they need to say. Whether you agree or disagree, let's give everybody an opportunity to speak.
The motion asks for a discussion. Mr. Spicer has an opportunity to present his discussion.
Okay.
Please proceed, sir.
So, the issue is why I have not signed on to Clark County's proclamation that he will not prosecute these bills that come into effect July 1st, okay? And before I answer that question, I need to digress slightly and talk to all of you people who know this very well, but I'm going to repeat it anyway, about the structure of our governance, about the structure of our country. Our country is based on the United States Constitution. I don't think anyone has an issue with that concept. Agreed? So it's important to me to follow the Constitution. And when I refer to the Constitution, I'm talking about the United States Constitution and the Virginia Constitution. Because in the subject area that we're talking about today, both of them are identical. The structure of our governance is such that we have divided government. That doesn't mean Republicans and Democrats. It means three branches of the government. Article 1 says that the legislature shall legislate statutes. Article 2, the executive branch says, and I quote, by the way, the Commonwealth Attorney is part of the Article 2 executive. This is what I'm obligated to do under the United States Constitution. Take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Let me read the analogous section in the Virginia Constitution. The executive, Commonwealth Attorney, shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Does everyone understand what that means?
I have a question.
Nope.
You are not in order, sir.
I can't ask the question?
No.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask the question of the speaker?
No! I'm not addressing you.
Are you the chairman of the Francis CRC?
Gentlemen, let's have some
reform here. All right.
Mr. Mitchell, you're not recognized.
That's fine, you're the chair, so say.
Article two and article five of the Virginia Constitution says that the executive shall take care that the laws be faithfully executed. Martha, I'll get to you in a second. Article three, of course, are the courts, the judiciary. So that's our structure of governance. Article one, legislature. Article two, executive. Article three, courts. Okay? So, when Article one, the legislature, enacts a statute, it becomes the law. Then it becomes my purview as an executive. I have but one obligation to execute that law. Do I like that law? Well, it doesn't say anything about the Commonwealth not liking the law to faithfully execute it. The Constitution says it shall be faithfully executed. Because the logic is that the legislature enacted a statute with the input of you all, the people, and therefore it became a law. So here I am, in the middle. I'm supposed to execute the law, and that's what I am going to do. I don't care what the law says. I don't care if I agree with it, if it's in the Virginia Code, if it's in 18.2 of the Virginia Code, then I am going to enforce it, whether I like it or not. I'll address your question in a second. So that's the structure of our governance. Divided government, legislative, executive, judicial. And you know what happens? When a statute is enacted by number executive one, or Article 1, and it comes into my lap, if someone doesn't like it, you know what they do? They go to Article 3. They say, hey, courts, this is bullshit. Overrule this. You don't go to Article 2 and say, hey, don't enforce this. That is not how our system of governance works. The legislature enacted it. The executive enforces it. If you don't like it, go to the judiciary. So here I am, in the middle, taking all the slings and arrows from people in this community for doing nothing but adhering to the United States and the Virginia Constitution. And it kind of takes me off, because it suggests to me that people who have been sitting on the sidelines instead of someone who has been prosecuting for 27 years knows better than the 27-year-old guy. And I take a little offense to that, okay? So, let me ask you a couple questions. You all remember after Roe versus Wade was overruled by the Supreme Court about 4 years ago? Of course everyone does. Roe versus Wade said that you have a constitutional right to an abortion. And the case 4 years ago said, actually, no, you don't. You got to go to your state and let them figure out, state by state, what you're entitled to, so far as abortion rights go. And you know what a bunch of liberal prosecutors did? In Fairfax, Arlington, Alexandria, prosecutors like me, Commonwealth attorneys, what they said was, if the legislature enacts any statutes that limit a woman's right to choice, we will not prosecute those cases. So how would you feel if you were pro-life and a statute was enacted by the legislature that furthered that, and that statute ended up in my lap, and I said, I don't agree with that. I'm not going to prosecute anyone that violates that. That wouldn't be right, right? You would say, wait, the legislature enacted this. Who are you to say I'm not going to do it?
You use your discretion all the time.
I would.
Your discretion.
Mr. Mitchell?
Yeah, I would ask if he interrupted me again, that he be removed. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
You got a question, Ben?
I'm speaking, I have the floor.
She asked the chairman a question.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Dewitt.
Usually in debate, we have times on for pro and con on both sides. Is there a time frame for debate on both sides of this?
I'm not debating. I'm giving you my decision.
Please sit there and let the man talk.
And then I'm leaving. Thank you, thank you. Okay, so let me finish up.
Well, I've got some questions in his talk.
Let me finish.
I want to know if you swore the same oath I swore in the United States.
Mr. Mitchell.
Did he swear an oath to protect and preserve the Constitution? Yes or no?
Jen, let the Commonwealth attorney talk.
Thank you. In summation, if people in the community don't like the new gun legislation that have been enacted, they need to challenge it in court. And finally, a court will say it's unconstitutional, and I won't go anywhere near. But until a court says a statute that the legislature has enacted is constitutional, I'm going to pursue it. And Delegate Oates, I would think, would echo my sentiment, which is, and it's written in the case law, that statutes that are enacted by the legislature are presumed to be constitutional. They're not a bunch of dunderheads down there in Richmond. They know what they're doing. They enact statutes that should pass muster. And until a court says it isn't, then it's something that I'm obligated to prosecute. And I am late for my obligation. Thank you for hearing me out. That is my position. I'm an elected official. I'm up for vote next November. If you don't like what you hear, then vote accordingly. I will never, ever compromise my principles for political expediency. Life is too important. Thank you.